We talk about creativity a lot here on Central Time. It's something we've done on the show before with poets, authors, painters, and more. Now we want to hear from you. We want to know, what is your favorite creative outlet? What hobby or activity gives you the pride that comes along with making something, whether you're really good at it or not? Call now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Maybe it's painting or woodworking, baking or computer programming, music, you name it. What do you do when you want to get your creativity flowing? And is there something you've made or done that you're especially proud of? Something you look at that makes you think, yeah, I did a pretty good job with that. Let us know how you get creative at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Pretty wide net here. Is there something you've done since you were a kid that you're still doing, or maybe a hobby you picked up just over the last couple few years? 800-642-1234 is the number to share your creative outlet. Looking forward to hearing your stories at 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We asked around, heard a few stories from our colleagues here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller, that fellow who talks on the radio a little earlier in the day, he said, when I was in eighth grade, I used colored pencils to create a prehistoric scene complete with dinosaurs for a class project. I liked it and got an A. But the big surprise came, Larry says, 10 years later, when I found out Mr. Madsen, the art teacher, was still using it as a good example to his classes. Larry says, I'm not a great artist by any means, but learning that made me feel pretty proud. I love these segments, just Larry's stories alone. Every time he's got something good for us. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Larry. Well, how about you? What is the story of your creativity? What is the hobby that lets you unleash your creative side? Even if you can't do it in the rest of your life, even if you don't share it with others, that's okay. Quilting, sewing, hobbies, woodwork, could be, you know, something really hands-on and practical, something a little more artsy, you name it. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Central Time producer Lauren Cox got creative with a musical instrument, not in the normal way. Here's a listen.
I recently acquired a beautiful 1900s clarinet. It's made from boxwood and ivory, and it's in really great shape. The only problem was it didn't come with the mouthpiece, but that works out fine because I don't know how to play clarinet. So instead, I bought a wooden bass and a wiring kit, and I turned it into a lamp. I didn't want to drill into the clarinet or damage it in any way to attach it to the bass. So instead, I bought a wooden dowel rod and put that on the bass almost like a vertical paper towel holder. And the clarinet slides over top with the wiring up the middle. And just like that, a beautiful antique instrument lights up my room.
I want to see a picture of this. I assume Lauren has pictures he can share with us. I want to check that out. That sounds cool, Lauren. Well, now we're going to go to you at 800-642-1234. Your creative outlet, something you've made or done that you're particularly proud of in the creative line. Let's go to Chris now in Black Creek. Hi, Chris.
Hey, I love your show always.
Thanks.
Yes, I have a full gym laboratory. And I worked with wood since I was 5 years old. And then I went into gemstones and made this walking stick with inlaid gemstones on it. It's absolutely a outstanding piece of work. The wood is a juniper from Colorado. And so one side has the green malachite stones all from the top to the bottom. And then the backside has my xanderite that I mine in Montana. But so I've been to a lot of schools teaching kids on gemology and science. But there is a video on my website that you can see, one of my websites that I built, that you can see the rock star's walking stick. And I don't know, because I'm not really allowed to mention my website.
Oh,
right?
Go ahead. You can mention your website, Chris.
Okay.
I want to see this thing.
All right, it's fantastic. The first website is crystals with an S for kids.org.
Crystals for Kids.
And yep, and the second one that the video is on is Universe Map, all one word, universemap.org. And
excellent.
You look for the Rockstar's walking stick, and you are going to be amazed. I can't even go anywhere with that stick without people stopping me.
And like, that's what crowds. I wanted to ask you, Chris, before I let you go. You could have put this up in a display case, but you use this, it sounds like. You walk around with this amazing walking stick.
Yeah, because I get to share everything with kids and people. And like I said, I've been to a lot of schools. There's a list on Crystals for Kids of all my schools and boys and girls clubs that I've been through the years, educating, people. So yeah, the stick alone is it just attracts crowds.
Fantastic. Chris, thank you so much for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234, asking you what your creative outlet is, what you like to make or do to tap into your creative side. If there's something like Chris's walking stick that you are particularly proud of, 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mark is with us next in Bowler. Mark, hi.
Hello. I created a human skull out of clay in art class back in high school, and I used the image of Neanderthal man and the skeleton hanging in the biology room to create the missing link. I got 8+ on it, and I still have it.
Fantastic. Did you fire this? Like, was it a ceramic project where you fired it, or just like a molded clay thing?
No, I did not fire it.
Okay.
I just molded it, and the art teacher said, just leave it the way it was.
Excellent.
It was great.
And you've got this. Do you have it up on display, Mark, or is it tucked away in a box somewhere?
I keep it tucked away because it might frighten people when they see it.
Yeah, Mark, Mark's a cool guy, but I don't know what that skull he's got on the mantle. Yeah, I hear you, Mark. Thank you so much for sharing that. It sounded like a great project. Sarah is with us now in Wilmot. Sarah, hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What do you like to do to be creative,
Wonderful.
Sarah?
Wonderful. So it's something fun that my family and I started. We all have lots of different hobbies that we love. I love to paint. That's something that I do and just for fun. My husband does photography. My dad does photography. My mom, she quilts. And so what we ended up doing is we enter our stuff into the fair, like our county fair every year, to get judged. And so it's just like a really fun bonding experience for all of us to get to be creative. We get to show off what we have done for each other. And it's like a friendly little competition, too, especially if we're entering in the same category. So that's what we like to do to be creative.
I love it, Sarah. And it's super cool you're doing that. Have you advanced in the county fair competitions? Not that it's bad if you haven't, but does anybody have some bragging rights in the family?
I have some bragging rights against my mom. We did a chocolate chip cookie competition and I won first place with that. But other than that, I got a second place ribbon on one of my paintings, and we were super proud. My dad won grand champion
Ooh.
For one of his pictures.
Okay.
And so he did fantastic.
And everybody's cool with this, right? There's no, like, bitter feelings about, like, the chocolate chip cookie contest.
We keep it real down low.
Excellent.
Don't let it come up.
Sarah, thank you so much. That's a great family tradition. That's super cool. We'll go next to Nancy with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hi.
Hello. I have always liked to sew and do a little carpentry and write poetry and paint. I've done a lot of things, but what I most like to do and what is absolutely most gratifying is to refinish furniture.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an old piece of furniture that has been painted or full of cracked varnish and you look as if it looks as if you should dump it, but don't do that. Just get those marvelous new paint and varnish strippers, because when you take on that task and totally refinish it and bring out the beauty of the grain of the wood once more, it's as if that tree was just newly cut down and that piece of furniture just came from the factory. Because to bring out this, as I said, the beauty of the green of the wood. I can hear the tree saying thank you to me. It does.
I love it. Nancy, I got to ask, I only have so much furniture in my house. Do you Do you go and find used furniture to work on, or do you do this for friends, or how do you keep your supply going?
Well, I go to Goodwill and I go to estate sales. There are many places where people are all too eager to get rid of old furniture, and to take that into your home and remake it, it is a glorious experience.
Fantastic, Nancy. Thank you so much for sharing that. We are hearing from you about what makes you feel creative. If you try to get in, hit a busy signal. A line has opened up for you at 800-642-1234. What hobby do you have that gives you the pride of creating something, making something, or renovating something, as we just heard there? Is there something in particular you've created? A piece of art, a meal, some furniture? The list goes on that you are extra proud of. Let us know at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about creativity. You are our guest. We want to know, what do you do when you want to be creative? Is there something you've done or made that you feel super proud of? You could join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. Our own producer, Lee Rayburn, let us know he's getting creative in the kitchen. Here's a listen.
I have become proud of my salad skills in the last couple of months. I always thought a mandolin was something that a musician played. I didn't know you could make perfect cuts with your vegetables with a mandolin, and now I use a mandolin just about every night, and my salads are picture perfect. They're still just salads, but, I mean, they look good.
Yeah, I've gotten creative in the kitchen, too, except with salads. I still think, like, salad's one of those things that's always better if somebody else makes it for you. I haven't mastered that yet. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234 with your creative outlets. Dave is with us in Augusta. Dave, hi.
Hi, hello. Thanks for having me on. I've gotten pretty creative, not with salads, but I've gotten pretty creative with legs, old wooden legs of furniture. I'll tell you what I do with them.
Yeah.
I make fishing lures out of them, wooden fishing lures. I know Nancy, the gal before me here, mm-hmm. She probably won't like hearing this, but I'll take an old leg off a chair, and I'll put it on a lathe. I'll whittle it down. I'll put lots of designs in it, lots of shapes, and attach some hooks to it through a hook system, and I'll paint it. And there, I've got a musky fishing lure.
Musky, okay.
Musky, yeah. We're talking anything between 4 or 5 inches all the way up to 10 inches long. And it certainly works well. If you looked at the prices for musky lures in the store lately, some of those things go for $40, $50. Here, you just pick up something at a garage sale. It's got a unique shape to it.
Fantastic. And Dave, I got to ask, are you looking for aesthetic appeal to humans, or is it all about the function actually catching the fish?
It's actually, well, I tell you, one person that I did catch with it, and that was Larry Mueller. I showed him a picture of one of my lures, and he had to have one. So I made him one for him. The frill and design and things like that on a lure for sale in a store, those are designed to catch fishermen.
Excellent. That makes sense, Dave. Thanks a lot. I bet that's in Larry's. Larry's talked to us about his old tackle box. That's one of his most prized possessions. I'm guessing your musky lure is right in there. Thanks a lot for sharing that, Dave. Luke is with us now in Crandon. Luke, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you do, Luke?
Well, I restore old hatchets and axes,
cool. Single
bits and double bits and stuff like that. And it's kind of funny. I just walked out of my shop here a little bit ago and turned the radio on, and I was fooling with an old axe, and your program came on. So that'll give you a buzz.
What goes into restoring an old axe or hatchet, Luke?
Well, it depends on how far you want to take it. But John, if the handle's bad, I make a new handle. I actually whittle, make them myself. I don't buy a handle. I use ash or hickory, or I have even, split trees or split the base of a tree and made a wedge-shaped piece of wood. Then I use a draw shave and spoke shaves and stuff like that to actually form the handle and fit them to the heads, and then grind the heads and polish them and sharpen them. And when I get done with them, they look pretty good.
And do you put them to work?
Some I do, yeah. Some I do. I'm born and raised in the brush up here, so it's just a natural thing. I've been around the logging industry all my life, but just something interesting to me. Some of these old axes that you run into around here are pretty cool. They're 100 years old, and they all have a little story to tell, you know.
Luke, thank you so much. I love that hobby. Very practical, too. We are taking your calls about creative outlets, things you do to tap into your creative side, practical things like fixing up old axes, painting, all points in between. You name it, you could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Al joins us in far northwest Wisconsin. Al, hi.
Howdy. So this, I guess, falls in the creative bin, but I owned a construction company, and whenever we would do backfill or building a deck, you know, the plastic skeletons that you see getting around at Halloween time.
Yeah.
They take either the skull or an arm or a foot and bury it so that it's just barely showing above grade. So that at some point in the future, when somebody's doing landscape around that house or rebuilding the deck, they will come upon this. And I'm assuming they've been found and thought that, you know, that there was a skeleton buried there, a real one.
It's a little prank for the archaeologists of the future, Al.
A little prank for the future. That's right. Nobody has ever traced it back to me. Now that I'm telling people it, you know, there may be somebody listening.
All right. So, you've just answered a lot of people's mysteries, Al. Thanks a lot for calling in at 800-642-1234. Sherry joins us now in La Crosse. Sherry, hi.
Hi. Well, I knit a lot, and I make baby blankets for friends and family. I like to make blankets for high school graduates that are going off to college. It's not a security blanket, but it's something that's theirs. That they can take. And then in the fall, around August, September, I use a lot of that leftover yarn and make hats and donate those to the homeless shelter.
Oh, that's fantastic, Sherry. I love it. And do you get you know, creative with the patterns on these, or do you try to keep them simple?
Some are more about the yarn, and some are more about the pattern. It depends. The yarn kind of has an idea what it wants to do. Sometimes, you know, I want to do a pattern, but the yarn doesn't want to do it. but it's a great way to it's a good hobby. You can listen to audiobooks or WPR while you do it.
Ooh, I love that part of it. Thank you so much, Sherry. We're taking your calls about your creative outlet still. Just barely time for you to share yours at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. A couple lines just opened up for you. Back to your calls now. Sarah is with us in Hartford. Sarah, hi.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What do you like to do to be creative?
Well, my current hobby is rock hunting. It's kind of a family tradition. I have some rocks that my grandfather found in the 1930s and 40s. We have a family trip every year where we go to different locations to hunt different things.
Now, I think rocks and minerals are super cool, but I'm really bad at identifying things within categories, you know, birds or flowers or rocks. How did you develop the skill to know, yeah, this here is that kind of rock?
It pretty much started with, ooh, that looks pretty. And I'm doing a lot of research. The current trend right now, my brothers make a lot of jewelry. I've been working with cutting stones and making jewelry myself.
Wow.
I make glass jars with decorative stones. Mostly just decorative, and it gets me out of the house.
And, Sarah, before I let you go, I mean, you make some jewelry out of them, you and your family. Do you, like, display your findings in some way, or do you catalog them, or what do you do with the rocks once collected, the ones that you don't turn into something?
I do have several different boxes of different types of rocks. I have a tray of crystals that I mined in Arkansas. I have an entire shelf that's just rocks in my house, and they're everywhere, inside and out.
I love it, Sarah. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. We heard from our own Dean Canetter, who says, over the winter, I took a class on how to paint watercolor landscapes. I'd never used watercolors or done much painting of any kind. The paintings from class turned out better than I expected, but doing landscapes on my own without a template has been a lot of fun. And Dean says, one painting I'm proud of is of a sunset at Joshua Tree National Park in California. It's definitely not perfect, but it feels good. Hopefully, Dean says, more to come. Hopefully we get a picture of this alleged painting, Dean. I don't think I've seen this thing. You can keep sharing your creative outlets, your artistic creation or craft, or you name it. Thanks to everybody who called in. But if you still have a story to share, maybe with some pictures along the way, you can head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got a conversation set up there. Let us know what you do to be creative. That's on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. And thanks to everyone who called in. That was a lot of fun.